InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live April 1st, 2026 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here for the next 4 hours live today, have massive guests and information coming up for you. Look, it made huge headlines everywhere about my criticism of Trump. And of course, the media cut it down and took it out of context and the rest of it, but that's what they're going to do. So I can't, you know, tailor everything I do here, for the fact that they are so deceptive and the fact that they do that. So that's just the way this is. And we'll be going over some of that today and some of the things that Trump is, you know, saying and doing that are just all over the map. And in the past, the corporate media, the establishment media would constantly lie and say that President Trump is lying to everyone. And I would go look at it case by case, and Trump very rarely really even got things wrong. And I don't think he was lying in the past. He's very, very truthful. Sometimes it was a different, you know, point of view he had than me, but you can in general see he was telling the truth. Now it is just so much BS, particularly on the war, and it's just shocking, and I just cannot go along with gaslighting people. I will not be a water carrier, you know, for the administration on this front. And it is, again, really hurting Trump and his approval ratings. It's really hurting Trump and the economy. He said again last night and today. First, Hegseth said it yesterday morning. We played the clip that we've had regime change, and so now our goal has been achieved. I thought it was get their WMDs and their weapon systems, but it really was regime change. And now I guess they say they've killed enough of the leaders. They finally have leaders they can work with. But Iran says that's not true. And they lie some, too. But in general, they've been more truthful, and their back's against the wall, and they're leaving the Strait of Hormuz closed. And Trump has said like 15 times in the last month, this war's been going on over a month now, more than 15 times that the war's over, the war's about to end. Now he says it's going to end in 2 to 3 weeks. But he's also saying it's over, but it's not over, and he'll continue to obliterate them. I have the videos of him yesterday, today. I have the true socials of him. And it's like different people are there with different personalities or something. And you can say this is some fog of war thing he's doing, a negotiation tactic. All I know is they said it would last 3-4 days, and it didn't. And it's already destroying the economy. And it's, in many ways, you only made the Iranians more hardcore. Meanwhile, you've got Trump sitting inside of the Supreme Court building right now during oral arguments on birthright citizenship. I think he's totally right. I think the Constitution, you know, is clear, and that this should, you know, not have birthright citizenship for people to come here and who are illegals and then have the baby 2 weeks after, you know, they're here illegally and have it all paid for. It's being totally abused. But we'll see what happens. They're trying to spin it that Trump is trying to intimidate people by being there. No, I think it's good that the president got in the armored limo and drove 2 miles there to listen in on this. This is a big deal. This is important. So I wish Trump a lot of, you know, luck with that. But the Supreme Court keeps going against him, though, on really serious issues. Trump signed an executive order cracking down on mail-in voting, ensuring only eligible citizens receive ballots through postal service. That's a very good thing. You know, the courts will try to block that. NASA says the Artemis rocket is ready to go back to the moon. If you even believe that we went to the moon or those missions were real, I know they've got a secret space program. It's more advanced than we know. And I talked to folks that were high-level NASA saying we did go to the moon, but not the way we thought. We're going to do a deeper dive on that today and so much more. Another top NASA scientist has been disappeared. Others are being killed. Definitely a cover-up happening there. We'll be right back with a massive Wednesday transmission.